Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show, the Scrolls of the Soul, the Soul Sisters Show. We're so happy to have you. I'm Sue, speaking on behalf of Anne. She's actually in the chat room right now, so if you guys would like to go to the chat room, she is at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And she's welcoming everybody and saying good morning. We wanted to let you guys know we are having some issues. We're trying to fix them. I hope everyone can hear me. I'm pretty sure you can. So Anne's going to do her best to get in. But in the meantime, I'm just going to proceed forward with what we normally do. Welcome, as I said before. Today is the 19th of August, 2021, and it is a glorious day, isn't it, guys? Here in Arizona, it's absolutely beautiful. We've had a tremendous amount of rain here, but it seems to finally be clearing up, and everything is beautiful, green and lush, and for living out in the desert, it's not bad looking at all the growth, the beautiful trees that are green. So we're finally happy to see that the rain has left us, and keeping our fingers crossed, it's not going to be back for a while. This is the time of year where Arizona usually has its monsoon. So we tend to get storms and humidity. But let me tell you guys, this has been absolutely crazy with the humidity. Just absolutely crazy. And I know for Anne, on her side of the world, she's in Greece right now, and they've had lots of fires they were dealing with. So it's pretty dry over there for them. But let me tell you guys, it is a most amazing place, and I can't wait to finally get there and spend some time with my sister and do this show physically together, because that's something her and I have yet to do. And we're looking very forward to that. I think probably within the next year, we're hoping, if everything goes all right, that I'll be in Greece for a little bit and we can do a live show from there. Anyways, welcome to the show. We are a live show, and we'd like to thank our listeners who are in 29 countries and growing. We truly do appreciate everyone's time to come in and listen in after the show is done. And we encourage all you guys who are in those 29 countries to call in. You're more than welcome, and we would absolutely love to hear from you. Today's topic, we're going to be discussing numerology and how numbers are a language. That's pretty exciting for us because, you know, numerology is an expression of itself. And what I mean by that is that we look at numbers and just think, oh, you know, numbers, 1, 1, 2, 2, things of that nature. And really, when you get into the meat of numbers, it's an expression. It's expressing itself. And it's quite interesting, to say the least, when you start understanding. I think there may be a possibility that I'm going to just check, guys. I see some 111 numbers. Anne, are you there yet or no? My sissy. See her yet, guys. Just bear with us. We're trying to work through some technical issues, so it's going to be a little wonky today. Sissy, just keep going.
Girl. Hi.
Yes, you're on.
I'm
yay.
In.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh.
Thank you. Welcome, Sissy. Welcome.
Thank you. Oh, jeez. Gosh. I fighted my way in. I don't know. It seems like Blog Talk has some issues, actually. Oh,
you're right.
Sorry.
Oh, it's
last
absolutely
minute
fine.
And everything.
Yep, it's absolutely fine. You do you, and I will hang back as you finish up. I think you heard where
okay.
I was at here. You know, just
I
introducing
the
numerology topic.
Yeah, I did listen back as much as I could. But anyway, oh, I'm overly thrilled. I'm in.
Me too. Me too.
Sometimes we don't need much to be happy, right?
Just the
so
simple
I know
life,
you announced.
Isn't it?
Yes, I know you announced the show, so we are going to talk today about numerology, how numbers are language. I love this topic because it is a language in itself. And guys, we are a live call-in show, so please call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587, an international caller's dial, plus one before the number, or if you are probably in another state, right? At the same time, I just want to give a heads up that there are some technical problems with Blog Talk, so it may be difficult. If you can't call in, you are more than welcome to listen live and text chat with us during the show at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And one more thing, if you call us, you can call us for questions or get a free mini reading live on air or chat with us about spiritual topics, whatever you want. And just press 1 if you want to talk with us so we can see that on the board and we bring you on live with us. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece after 1,000 tries. but anyway, I'm in now, so I'm happy. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio, broadcasting today's show from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. And we have quite similar weather, but maybe a little bit more rain in Arizona at this time than we have. It doesn't really rain here in August. Maybe if we're lucky, we're going to have rain in September. And as we have mentioned so many times before here, we are going to talk about numerology, how numbers are language, plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And we really would love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number. And because we did experience a few technical issues with Blog Talk today, you can, if you are unable to call in, you can join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, where you can listen to the player and text chat with us, all on the same page. Isn't that nice? And if you haven't listened to our show before, we are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and we love to chat about any and all spiritual topics. And we are live calling worldwide radio. And I know that Sue mentioned that we are so proud we have listeners in 29 countries. It's basically all continents and all over the globe. So thank you so much. We are very honored that you participate with us. You can find us on YouTube, search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe to keep yourself updated and like our videos. Now let me bring on my co-host who started the show for Soul Sisters, my beautiful Soul Sister Sue, all the way from rainy Arizona. Hi Sue, how are you?
Yes, ma'am. Well, actually, it's not too bad. I'm going to knock on wood and keep my fingers crossed that we're not going to have any more rain. We'll see. It's supposed to start getting cooler, but I got to tell you guys, this was the most rain I have seen, I think, ever in this in the state. And like I said earlier, it is, Sissy, absolutely beautiful. All of my trees are green and luscious, and all the fruit trees, I just think are going to produce some amazing fruit. So keeping our fingers crossed that we're kind of through the worst of it, you know, the worst of the rain. But you never know here because it's the monsoon, you know. It could be another week or two. So, yes, it's hot. Yes, it's humid. And, yes, I still love where I live. It's beautiful here.
Yes, I know. And, you know, actually, this past a few days ago in Sweden, because Sweden is a country with a lot of rain usually, right? But it came, I think, 160 milliliters of rain. That's a lot. In one day. And it's over flooding. That's very rare for Sweden, actually. We have... We basically have water all around us. So it's a crazy world right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's okay. It's just cleaning itself. You know, just a cleansing going on. It'll calm down soon.
Yes. It will. Okay. So if you haven't called in, now it's a great time to get your spot in the queue. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, chat with us, share a story with us, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, remember to press 1. Or if you experience any trouble calling in, you can listen live and text chat with us during our shows at Scrolls of the Soul. .com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And you can connect with me, Anne, or Sue. We do offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And, of course, you can find out all there is about our radio at scrollsofthesoul.com. And before we move on with today's show, let's talk a little bit about last show, last week. Sissy?
Last week. What did we talk about last week? Today's the 19th.
Astrology,
right. Okay. So, you know, we're trying to do 10,000 technical things at once, so can't quite retain it all. Astrology, yeah, that, you know, this was a fascinating topic last week, too. And I love that we come into astrology and then kind of breeze into numerology. Those two are, they're dynamic in their own unique set of things, so to speak. And, you know, because they're their own individual. So astrology, of course, is not only a numbers game, right? And so that's where the numerology comes in. But it's also a language in itself as well. And this is why the two really pair nicely together, right? Because you're taking numbers. It's cyclical, if you think about it. So you're taking numbers and you're deriving information from those numbers, just like today's topic. We're going to derive information from the numbers as well with numerology. So they pair really excellent. Last week, basically, in a nutshell, what we were discussing was the Earth to the outer planet. So we're going from the Earth, and we use numbers to get there to Mercury as a example, and mathematically figure out where it is distance wise from where you were born. So you get your lateral, right? You get two, trying to think of what they're called, but basically you get two measurements from the location that someone was born to the planet that they're in association with, and then all the other surrounding planets in our galaxy. So it's a lot of math. There's a lot of information. And if you're off with your math, with any of the equations for someone when you're creating their birth chart, as a for instance, then the whole chart is going to be incorrect. So literally you have to check, and recheck all the equations, all the numbers, right? And so we were discussing from the planet's perspective out to, from our planet, from this world, out to other planets, so to speak, and where they were and what they were energetically, I guess is the way to say it. And then we took it from out there, the universe, and brought it, came back to the Earth. Just trying to find an easy way to describe this, and it isn't quite that easy. But needless to say, it was very interesting. The things that influence us, we discussed. It got really into the weeds and the thick of the information. Yet we kept it kind of like surface conversation because we're on, I'm looking at the clock right now. We're on the clock and we have 90 minutes to get through something and callers. So we really have a lot to squeeze in. So if you didn't get a chance to listen in last week, you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/past and listen in to the astrology show that we had last week. That would have been on August 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific. So we definitely enjoyed that topic. Anyways,
we
today's
did
topic.
An extra show.
Right. It was very good. Sissy, I got to take a breath and breathe. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, I know.
To manage all of it.
I want to always watch my language, but, you know, it really sucks when you can't get in.
You have to understand it. You know, for you, it's seamless, right? It just flows in itself, and it's just seamless when we do the show. But there are times where we can run into some technical issues, and we have 15 solid minutes to work through it. And it isn't always running smoothly when we do it. It can be
I was actually accused here of having a weak internet connection, but that's not true because everything else is working perfectly. I think it's Blog Talk that has a weak signal or something. So maybe if you listen to this, if you have problem getting in, you can always find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. So you can text chat with us over there if you want to. And you can listen. There's a player on the same page,
right?
So you can listen live. Yeah. Good to know. Right?
Yeah. And the other aspect was, I mean, since we both kind of popped on here, there's been nothing but, you know, some things going on with Blog Talk. So it doesn't surprise me when you were just having trouble getting in and I was having trouble getting you in. So anyways, but we're here. I'm happy. All is right with the world.
Yeah. I'm more happy than you, I promise.
Oh, I have no doubt. I absolutely have no doubt. And just to give our callers some heads up, hang on with us a little bit longer. Ann and I, what we like to do is, if you don't know and you're new to this platform and you're new to us, we kind of take the time to get into the topic for a couple minutes, around 10, 15 minutes. And then at the bottom of the hour, and we'll do the announcements for what's happening and what's about to come for future shows. And then we come right over to you. So hang on just a couple more minutes We're almost done, and we'll be right over to you guys. And I'm looking at the board right now, and I see that no one is, my bad, someone did press one. I was going to say I didn't see one pressed for one number. So as a reminder to you guys, please let me state this before we get into the topic. Please don't be on the phone with someone else and having conversations with others, because when we come in, a lot of times you might not hear us either. You're on, you have us on hold because you have another phone call. So as a courtesy to both us and our other callers and listeners, just make sure that you're not on another phone call. We understand that some things are foreseen. We totally understand that. Just please be mindful, because we try to do between 5 and 7 minutes for everyone. And we would like it to be as smooth a transition as possible. Sissy, is there anything you'd like to add to that before I take on a topic?
No, okay. I think he's great.
Okay.
Move all right. On, forward.
Going. Okay. So today's topic, like Anne said, and like we both said, is numerology. And the language, you know, the universal language of numbers, it's really deep and in depth, but I'm just going to hit surface stuff here, right? So numerology is about predicting something, right? So when we all see numbers, we're likely to understand that, okay, that means something, right? And it's stating something to us and that we need to pay attention. Some of us are a little slow, and it takes us a while to understand that these numbers that are being thrown at us consistently, there's a message there, right? So we're kind of being gently tapped on the shoulder at first to say, you've got a message, so hello, you need to figure it out. And being that we are all part of the World Wide Web and we all have access to information, it's just a simple search, putting in numbers into Google and asking. So that's one aspect of how it's a language, right? How it speaks to us. And then with that being said, numerology basically is about comparing and contrasting. Because we want to compare and contrast because it's an energetic statement, so to speak. So we want to...
Yeah.
Because once we start getting into different numbers where you're not getting groups of the same number, now you want to start going into the meat of it and compare and contrast it, right? From that point on, I think we all understand, because if you didn't, you wouldn't even be a caller on our show. So we all understand that it's in the mystical realm. That when we start getting into numbers, we're getting into that mystical side of something, and what the relationship to the mystical side for us. Does that make sense, Sissy?
Yes.
And so I'm being mindful of the time, so I'm really kind of moving through this pretty quickly. if it doesn't, let me know. You know, let me know if it doesn't make sense. So. We start to understand that there are events that are coinciding with each other when that happens, right? So we're pulling in numbers. They're the same number. So you get the message, right? And you need to figure out what that message is. And sometimes it doesn't always make sense, right? And numbers in general have a value, right? So we're looking at a value at first, and we do addition. Basically, we're not subtracting, we're adding here till we either come out with a master number, right, or a single digit. So it's those numbers that are the language. It's the single digit and the master that become the language for us and starts to tell the story. Right. And the beauty, like I said earlier, is that you can pair that with astrology, and then it's just this seamless movie that can play out. It may not always feel like it's seamless or like the movie's one you want to participate in, because usually it's the movie of us, you know, and what's affecting us and the happy and sad side of things and the frustration and all that good stuff that make up human beings. So there is a divine relationship between numbers and us. And if you think about it, sorry for that. That was my husband coughing in the background. If you think about it, it feels right. Once you go down that path, right? When you go down that path, I don't think my husband understands. He needs to go outside with the phone call. He's on a phone call. Once you go down that path with numbers, you don't go back. Once you see them, you just see them everywhere. It's not like we see them and we forget, oh, we saw numbers. No, once we start seeing them, we understand that that it's a symbology, that there's a message. And so that's kind of a small summary of what the topic is as far as how we connect numbers to events and to things that are happening around the world. If you want to grab that, Sissy, for a quick second, so I could tell the husband he needs to go outside.
Okay.
Better finish.
Yes. So numerology is a very old science, you can say. Maybe a mystical science, but yet a science. And at the same time, a few years ago, maybe 20, 25, it was very popular. It started with coming into angel numbers. And, you know, spirits and angels and guides, they love to use numbers because they can really give us good advice and good guidance. And a lot of people nowadays, they are talking about how they receive all of these numbers like 111, 555, 777, and so on. And even looking at the clock, 1111, there are so many wonderful signs. And, you know, in my sense, because I started off with numbers in my conscious beginning. I say conscious beginning because what I mean is that even if we have gifts and we can see things, we can sense things, having psychic gifts and developing yourself and growing spiritually are, for me, two different things, because you can have the gifts, but maybe you don't know how to use them. Maybe you don't really understand. So in that sense, numerology can be seen as a tool. And when I started off, I was literally showering in numbers. And I remember I tried to figure out what they mean. But usually when guides, angels, and spirits want to have our attention, they do something very obvious, because it's like knocking on our shoulder, right? So they want us to pay attention to them. And once we do, guidance actually increases. And it's a bliss, because you can find out a lot of things when it comes to numbers. And when we go, going back to numerology, like Sue said, it's a divine or mystical relationship between a number and one or more coinciding events. So it's connected. It's math. You can also drag it to sacred geometry a little bit. So what the numbers stand for is, just very briefly, number one is connected to a new beginning. It's where everything starts. So numerology, you count the numbers from 1 to 9, and then we have the master numbers, 11, 22, 33, etc. But 1 to 9, so 1 is the starting point of a circle, right? It talks about leadership, innovation, independence, the beginning, new beginnings, a new chapter in your life. Anything that's a new start, right? Number two means that you have come a little bit further on the road. I need to mention also that all of these numbers move in cycles. So number two stands for sensitivity, cooperation, and balance, because if there's one thing, it may be, sorry for my voice, it may be a little bit difficult to find balance when you have two things. That's where balance starts to be created, right? And number three stands for charm, optimism, self-expression, getting outside a little bit, looking outside of yourself. And four, organization, honesty, hard work. And also four stands for the square, the four corners. So that means that you have come to a place where you have created the foundation to build further on. So that is also, it's even more balanced because it's two times, right? Five, that is when you expand a little bit more. It's about adventure, change, freedom, looking further out. The number six is more about responsibility, harmony, the parent figure. Number seven is learning, observation, to be introverted, going within, but it's also very strongly connected to spirituality in general and the divine and the spiritual path. For instance, those who have the life path number seven, they are usually very eager to expand themselves and grow and understand their spiritual path because it's something they came here with, right? And number eight stands for success, authority, strength, but number eight is also the eternal. If you kind of lay down number eight, it's the eternal sign, right? Number nine, idealism, compassion, healing, and also closing up the circle, coming to the end of something. And times we have a tendency to feel that coming to the end of something is a little bit sad, but in essence it's not. It's just like we come full circle, we close a chapter so that we can start another cycle with number one again, coming into something new. And we are born with certain numbers in our numerology chart. We're not going to talk about those today, but all of these numbers, 1 to 9. So for instance, I have a life path number four. That means that I'm very detailed. I like to be organized. I'm a good administrator, for instance. All of those things, right? At the same time, my number four is life path. I also have every year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 9 years for me. So that would mean my traits, numerology, when it comes to numerology, will respond to all of those numbers, like cycles, coming and going and coming and going, new beginning, ending, and again. So it's quite interesting and it's quite intriguing. And I mentioned a little bit about master numbers. They are 11, 22, and 33, and you can count them up to, you can even call 44, 55, 66, etc., but they are not so common. We usually use 11, 22, and 33, but you can also call the angel numbers 111, 222, 333, a sort of master numbers. And they are called master numbers because experts believe they are powerful with added potential. So if it's a one, that's one added two times, right? It's double. If it's 111, that's number one three times, right? Any person possessing a master number is likely to have a heightened sense of intuition, potential, or intelligence, and usually faith connected to our spirituality and how we perceive things and what we came here for. Because as I'm seeing it, numerology is also about certain things we have chosen before we came here to experience. Some go as far as to name their children certain names so it corresponds to a certain numerological value. But does numerology really work? Well, now we're coming back to every number has a frequency, so it's an energy. And like astrology, like numerology, like anything else, everything is energy. And what we can, if we perceive all of these things like healing and all of these things that are modalities that are being present out there, everything is basically a tool. So it helps us to reveal things and understand hidden things about ourselves. Susie, are you back? No, you're not back. Okay. So we are going to start taking your calls in just a minute. And I have a few announcements here to give you. It's the bottom of the hour, and we'd love to talk to you. I know we have experienced a few technical matters with Blog Talk today, but you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number and call in for questions, get a free mini reading, share a story with us, or just chat with us about anything spiritual. And remember, if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. Because if you don't, out of courtesy for you, we won't take your call. That's the only reason. We want to see that you want to be live with us. And because we did have some technical issues today and any other day we have a show going on, you can always listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we are discussing numerology, how numbers are language, plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air, and we'd love to talk to you. So once again, guys, call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. Or join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. You can also listen to the player on the same page. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we are proud again to announce that we have listeners in 29 countries and growing. So thank you so much, everyone, participating with us and listening into our shows. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, August 26, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne. And we will talk about how the universe can influence the planets. It's very intriguing for me, that one too. And as usual, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. We will be on 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time, and you can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/post/time for broadcasting around the globe. You can find the link on scrollsofthesoul.com/live as well, so you can find out what time it is where you are at. Keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming, scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming, and you can always listen to past episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/past, scrollsofthesoul.com/past. Well, of course, you can find us on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. And you can find upcoming episodes and full past episodes. And let's see what else we have to announce here. I think I'm done, actually. Let's get back to the show. So, Sissy, are you there? Are you with me, Sissy? Apparently, she's not. So I'm going to try just to see what's going on. Sissy? No, she won't talk. Okay. So I'm coming into the... Sissy, even I know you hear me, so are you ready to start to take some calls? I'm going to come into the chat room and bring you on. Sissy, you hear me? Okay. It seems like my beautiful sister has some technical issues right now, so I'm going to move on. So are you ready, guys? I'm going to take a call, area code 256. So, hello, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Hello? Kimberly.
Hi. Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Absolutely fine, thank you. It seems like Sue has some issues, so I grab your call here. I'm so happy to talk to you. So nice to hear that you're okay, and I'm happy that I could eventually get in. So wonderful, isn't it? So what's up with you, Kimberly?
Well,
how can I help you?
I can report that I'm learning to detach from the outcome, and I just like a message from when it comes to career. I'm just going with the flow. So I would like to know, you know, what, like a message or what you get or what do I need to know?
Okay, so you just want something general today, what you need to know.
Yeah. Yep.
What spirits and guides want you to know? And because I just love to use my other psychic gifts, so it's going to be the cards for you, right? So let's see what's up and what angels, guides, and spirits have in store for you here. I sense your energy. It feels like you have a great and positive energy. And there will be quite some things that will go on around you. It feels like if you think of moving forward in quite a fast pace, and I'm sensing that there will be an important achievement, you need some self-discipline and some willpower, but people will look up to you. And if you have applied for works and if you have plans and things that you have already set in motion, I sense that these things will start to show off so that you can see that things are actually kind of starting to fall into place. And it feels like your past here have been a little bit emotional, and that can happen sometimes. It's a part of life. But you are changing, you are shifting into a very different energy. And I can see that there's going to be any challenges in the time ahead. It's more like I see the energy of fire, many things going on at the same time. And also the world opening up for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So wonderful. Okay, Sue has to call back into the show. Okay, so anyway. I'm sorry for that. If you have any more questions, you can ask in the chat room about that. So do you want to ask anything more here? Yes.
Say again?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that. Can you please repeat?
No, I said thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly. You're very Sissy. Welcome, and you know we love you. Yes. Hi, Sissy.
Hi. Okay. There's a little feedback, so hang on. I got to mute a couple things.
Okay.
Okay. One more thing, and then I'm good. Hang on. To do okay. things the old-fashioned way. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. So, guys, we have to say that we're sorry. We are apparently experiencing a lot of technical problems today, but it's a little bit funny at the same time, right?
Oh, boy. Let me tell you. Okay. I'm just to give you a heads up, Sissy, I'm on the board as me, so called in
okay.
with my cell phone. So.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just listen. Are you talking? Who are you talking to?
I have been talking to Kimberly. Kimberly, are you still there?
Hi, Kimberly.
You're still here, right?
I'm still here.
Hi. Welcome.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Continue,
<It's okay>.
Sissy.
No, I'm finished with Kimberly. Do you have anything you want to add for Kimberly? Something generally that you see
yeah,
for her?
Kimberly, if you can just restate that really quick, and I'll see what I can give you.
No, it's a general question. Like what? It was general. Nothing specific.
Okay. Nothing specific, huh? Yeah, what's funny is you got no, it's nothing specific, and I got nothing specific back. Everything, okay. So let me see if I can answer that very general, with a general statement. Everything is as it should be right now. Do you feel very balanced at the moment? Kimberly?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. So everything feels in balance. Very nice. That's the whole reason why you just went for a very general question, right?
Right.
It wasn't anything specific. Things aren't going bad. They're going actually pretty good, which is kind of a surprise in itself, right?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, keep doing what you're doing. It everything has kind of reached its peak, so to speak, and that isn't just for you. That's for everyone here. All my callers or all our callers, as I'm looking at our stacked board, I want all you guys to know that we've all come into this place where we are in balance and that it kind of feels like all of us come through something and we're coming to the end. Would you say that about what you're feeling as well, Kimberly? Would you say that you're feeling as though, as far as the balance aspect, right? Like everything has reached its height or pinnacle, whatever that may be, and that everyone is coming into balance. So that's not just for you, per se. That's for all of our callers and listeners as well. Great.
Okay.
You're feeling that? Right, like I'm feeling that as far as everyone who's here. Are you having trouble hearing me, love?
No, I hear you.
No?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, okay. Honey. Well, keep on what you're doing. Keep it going. It's working out well. Everything's going beautifully.
All right. Thank you very much.
Kimberly, blessings.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Blessings, love. Bye. Okay, Sissy, so I'm just checking out the time, so we got a stack board. I'm just going to move through, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandra calling from Georgia.
Hi, Sandra. Welcome.
Hi, Sandra.
So much. Technical issue. Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How
my
are you?
Question. Good. I
yes.
just posted in the chat room, so this is perfect here. I'm just wondering, short and simple. When do you see the new career opportunity coming? The present job is taking a toll on my body and my mind, and I'm just ready.
That opportunity, huh? This is really hurting the body.
Yeah, my manager is, I don't know.
Ladies, I'm actually answering that already in the chat room. Do you want me to say it on radio?
Yes.
Instead of typing it? Okay.
Yes, yes.
So what I'm being shown for you is that you have had quite some challenging experiences in the past here. It's coming up, and it's a part of that is when we are in that kind of energy, it's not easy to break free, right? So we tend to worry a little bit more. It's hard to kind of see through the illusion itself, right? And to worry. That's going to fade away. And that means that new opportunities come to you that are more grounded here in your physical life right now. It's a very, very good. And I feel that this is good news about something, and if that is a career, that's going to be the good news. But it's also connected to maybe finances a little bit, and how you can get a little bit of more security in your life. So it feels very good. I can't say really when the time is. It feels to be maybe a few weeks from now. And along with that comes, again, it's coming from the past because it's very emotional. And I'm hearing that there are many memories and things that are still within your energy. And you know, it's natural. It happens to us, right? So it's nothing that we can just cut out. But it's going to feel better for you. And actually, as a result of everything, of the energies coming into that positive change for you, I do feel that you will come out of, you're not going to forget, but you're going to come out of how you feel. And that's when your wishes start to show signs of coming true. I hope that makes sense to you.
It does. It does. And I mean, we've talked before, so I'm pretty sure I'm picking up what you're talking about. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But, and anyway, no matter what, it feels like it's looking way better. So, of course, we hold on to memories, and we have a lot of them. They are always going to be there for you. But it's going to be better in your life in general, and you feel grounded and you feel like you really belong where you are. That's a good start, isn't it? A really good start.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's ask if Sue has anything for you. Sue?
Okay, great. Thank you.
I actually do. Can you hear me okay, Sandra?
I can. Thank you.
Okay. So, first of all, there also was this major thing in Cali that is connected to you that was energetically both related to the earth, to water cleansing, to clear, to just smelling fresh. Okay, that's the best I can describe what I'm seeing. And that it means something for you. But while Anne was talking, you know, I'll write. So I receive information that comes in and I write it. Mm-hmm. And so what I got is Anne said a few weeks, right? Maybe 3 weeks. So three matters here. In some fashion or another, it matters because I got 3 days and it's going to be, you know, you've reached the height and pinnacle of this pain. Like you can't take it anymore.
Exactly.
You're tapped out, right? You're tapped out when it comes to the pain. So all of a sudden by the third day, it's just going to seem like everything melted away. Okay, So I'm not asking what you do. I'm not asking the physical strains of what you do, but I know there is, it's physical to the body. It's related to
yes.
the body.
Yes.
And
yes.
and the way the body is expressing itself right now, it is expressing
yes.
itself just horribly. Not because you're
yes.
doing that
yes.
intentionally, but because that's how you feel. You know, so when we feel like, I'm going to swear, when we feel like shit, we feel like
yeah.
shit, you know, and
yeah.
it, and
yeah.
it reflects on the outer
yes.
part of us. But
yeah.
but 3 days from now, so please, Sandra, call us next week because I want to hear how this shifted for you because it's going to shift. And by the third day, you're by the 22nd, 23rd, right around that time. It's just going to, you're going to be able to breathe better, feel better. Because, you know, when you're hurting, you tense up in your breathing.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all going to be,
yeah.
that's all going to come into itself nicely. Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's much good news on, there's much good news on the way as well. Like something, are you waiting for something?
Yes, I'm supposed to be moving the second, so I'm just waiting to find out if everything is going to happen on time, and
okay.
everything just moves.
Yeah,
smoothly.
That is, it's coming. It's definitely coming. Whatever way,
oh,
like
great.
I said, the answer to you're waiting. You'll get the answer, and it's going to feel like everything just came into balance. That's what it's going to feel like. So for
wonderful.
Kimberly, our
That's
last caller, beautiful. Right, she's already in balance, in that state of balance. You're almost there. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
So
it does. It
think,
really does. It truly does. Thank you. Thank you. I'm
yeah.
grateful.
Yeah, I think the word of the day today is balance. For everyone, for all our listeners, for all our callers, it's definitely balance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hope
okay.
that helps, honey.
Well, thank you.
I hope it helps.
It does. Thank you so much. It gives me that ray of hope. And thank you. Blessings to you both.
Oh, blessings
thank
to
you,
Sandra. Too. Keep us informed. Call next week, okay,
yes.
so we can hear
okay.
how great you're doing.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, honey.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your week. Bye now.
You too.
Yes.
Okay, Sissy, I'm just going to plow through and move to our next caller, okay?
Yes. Shoot.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Don't shoot.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jacqueline. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Jacqueline. Welcome. How's it going
yeah.
in Jersey?
It's
Hi,
going.
Jacqueline.
I thought we were gonna have the rain that they said, but it didn't come. But it's a very hectic place to live, work, and raise a family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Hmm.
But the word balance means a lot to me because that's what I'm striving for, with balancing work and home and the demand. And as you stated earlier, I just feel like I'm at that pinnacle of pain and I want a release, and I just want to see what you guys pick up with me moving and or change with the energy at my job when I return in September.
Right, right. So basically, it's the same thing with you as far as
yes.
the balance aspect.
Yes, as you guys
and it is, it's arriving.
Other,
like know that this is definitely
people,
arriving.
You know, talking to me.
Yeah. And I, like I said, when I said that as far as all of my callers, all of our callers here on the board
mm-hmm.
that I can see, everyone is coming into that space, the same exact space, no matter what the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, that's also with respect to Anna and myself as well. We're all kind of feeling that same thing, you know, coming into balance. That might seem small for some people,
mm-hmm.
but is massive for the rest of us. You know, it's
yes.
just absolutely massive. And you know, peace is a big thing, right? When we can obtain peace and serenity, it's huge. And that's where this is headed for you as well. It's the peace and the serenity. As far as the rain you're talking about in Jersey, it's actually coming, but it's like a month behind. Like it's off in its schedule. Does it feel like it's just so humid? It's unbearably humid and nothing is coming out of it, right?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I do believe the seasons are off at least 5 months, 2 months.
Yeah.
I saw it with planting. Right. I saw it with planting. And we had a rainy July, but it wasn't really rainy. But it was wet.
Yeah.
So it was nothing but humidity.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing that everywhere because for us out here in Arizona, it's the same. We normally get, it's not uncommon for us to be in that season. You know, we're in that season.
Mm-hmm.
But now it was like overabundance of it, of that season.
Yes.
But it was also, for us, it was also early here. So it's definitely calming as far as the rain. It's almost like your body and your spirit is praying. Like you need that water and that cleansing and that clean air that comes with rain, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's on its way. It's just a little bit behind schedule, I guess, is the way to put it. I'm going to ask Anne if she could chime in, and if I get any more, she'll prompt me and ask me if there's anything else.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi,
Anne here.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? You're trying to cope, right? I got something for you in the very beginning. And, you know, when we come into this life here, we are supposed to follow what most people do, right? We try to cope with things in the same manner that everybody else is doing it, right? And many times we hear that if we say anything, but I can do that, so can you. And of course, we all can. But sometimes we need to find our own way of doing it. So what suits someone may not be the best thing for you, because maybe you, with your unique energy that you have, you can do it. If you find your own way, that's going to be easier for you. Because if, for instance, now I'm stepping away a little bit about from numbers and from tarot cards, coming into soul realignment a little bit, it's about understanding how we work, how our unique combination of energies come together and how things can be more in the flow for us. And this is, of course, not only for you, because it's for everybody else as well, but it came very strongly for you. And to figure that one out, when you try to do something in a certain way that someone said to you, this is the way to perform this and try to cope with it and do it, it's not working for you. That's a sign that, I can do this, but you have to find your own way of doing it. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Absolutely, because I've always been in situations where people try to control me, even up to my thoughts, and I don't appreciate that because I have to do things, you know, in a certain order. And
yes, exactly.
Numbers are
that's
very
how
important
we...
to me as well. Numbers are very important to me because I do pay attention to numerology as well as astrology. I'm very empathic, and you know, I could sense when someone is really trying to help me or hurt me, that I may be in a position where I'm not sure what to do with it.
Okay, so
or how
I'm
to handle
going
it.
To answer that. Yeah, I'm going to answer that a little bit, and then we turn over to Sue. So if she has anything more, two things. This is also about balance. And balance, mm-hmm. even if we strive for balance, balance can be hard to find if we follow how we are taught we're supposed to do things, right? And yes. when it comes to you, you're very sensitive as a soul and human being. Mm-hmm. So you are picking up a lot from those around you. It is a process for us to let go of that. To mm-hmm. just leave people to have their opinion about us, to have their thoughts, to have their own perception, because in reality, and this can be challenging sometimes, in reality, you know who you are. You know your unique combination of energies and who you really are, because you can sense that. So what they think about you, it's a little bit of the same thing. We are supposed to, specifically as women, maybe because it's in somehow in our genes as well, because we are the caretakers, we consider others, we are so adaptable sometimes. But at the same time, you don't need to adapt to anything to find that peace within you and the balance. So just be you. And when you are your true self, In some time, it won't bother you. And I want to say something else as well, because when we're walking the spiritual path, it's important that we practice spiritual hygiene so that we take care of things, clear our energy on a daily basis. If you want to, I can look up some things we have on our YouTube and I can put them up in the scrollsofthesoul.com/live, so you can have a look at them, suggestions for how you can clear your energy on a daily basis. The cord cutting, the Archangel Michael, daily prayers and
absolutely.
Things of that nature. It's just for you to be clear and purified
absolutely.
And feel more
absolutely.
More
yeah,
in your energy.
I would definitely appreciate
I hope that,
that
makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. I appreciate it so much.
Okay. So let's turn back to Sue. Sue, do you have anything more to say?
No, I think between the two of us, we pretty much dated all that
could
needs
I,
to be stated
can I ask,
at this
can I ask
time.
You something?
Hey, Jacqueline?
Yes, I'm
there.
Here.
Okay.
Yes.
So one thing. Could you
I'm
please consider getting hold of Anne or myself on our platform, scrollsofthesoul.com, when you go
okay.
into the platform, you're going to see. All right, let me, I'm running over there myself. When you get to the website, you're going to see host. And when you hit host, you can see me and Anne, whoever you feel for. Just please get a hold of one of us because there is, I'd like to extend this conversation. And I will tell Am why, but I think she knows why. If you could just get a hold of us. If, you know, you're looking for something more than just a free reading. Okay?
Right.
Okay. So, you're in hand. You know, the ball's in your hands. Do with it what you will, you know?
Okay. Thank you so
okay.
much, ladies.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
you're
thank
more than
so
welcome.
Thank you so much, Sue. Thank you.
Have an amazing day, okay?
You too, ladies. Namaste.
All right,
thank you so much.
Bye for now. Okay, Sissy, I'm just going to
yes.
move into our next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name
Hi.
Is Maria. Yeah,
Hi, Maria.
Hi,
it's been a long time. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I need a favor. See if I'm going to get it sooner, the Salamander member was talking about it once. They got a hotel in Italy for sale, so I can afford
yeah.
it to buy.
Right. Is it, how long has that been up for sale? That's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was telling me this
okay.
month I wasn't good.
All right. Yeah, that's that's going to happen. It's just really, really slow. It's all related to how the government moves and governments move. So you can have the government of Italy, right? Then you have the European Union. So you have this very slow moving train. It's irritating. It's annoying. But it will come to pass and be what it normally would be. It's just this time it's taking a really long time. Was that
but I get
sense,
it. Steve? It's element.
Say that again, honey. I'm having trouble hearing you. Could you just speak a little
I
bit
say,
louder?
I say, I got it. The element, they not come in soon.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Every
time.
Isn't everything like really slow right now when it comes to what's happening over in Europe and Italy, and nothing is moving quick. It's taking forever, huh?
I used to the possibility I could buy a hotel over there with the money I get it.
Yeah. Yes.
The property is very cheap over there right now.
Yeah, right. Even I was considering, you know, I'm going to go out sometime within this year. I'm going to go and see Anne, my sister, you know, my other half of the show. And I want to go to Greece. But before I go to Greece, I'd like to stop off in Italy because I have family over there.
Oh, yeah, where?
In Naples. I've got family in Naples,
Naples
a cousin who is a priest who I have not seen since I was a little girl.
It's beautiful. So
I'd like to come out there. Now, how long are you going to be in Italy? Are you in Italy right now or no?
No, I want to go with my daughter. I wait for the settlements. I'm going to go this year. I want to go this year before the holiday.
Yeah.
I stay over there, you know.
Oh, so you're still waiting for that settlement to come through?
Right.
Oh, geez. Everything is so low, isn't it? Isn't it slow? It's like a lot of waiting, but it's your settlement. Like, it's your money. You know it's your money. You know you're getting it. But nothing is moving. It's like everyone is
the
settlement
that they got to give him over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's everyone's not taking a sleeping pill and they're moving slowly, you know?
Yeah.
Let me see what Anne would like to say. Ask her what she's seeing. Sissy, what are you seeing?
Hi, ladies. Hi, ladies. Hi, Maria. How are you,
Sarah?
See, fine, thank you. I'm in Greece. I'm sweating. It's slow here, too, you know.
Oh, boy, over there is beautiful. Are you kidding me?
It is.
we had some heat here. Yeah.
We had some real heat here and you know, wildfires and stuff. And I know they had in Italy, too. And I think the whole Mediterranean area, basically, Turkey, Spain, Italy, it's a shame. But anyway, most of them are stopped. So that's a good thing. And, you know, I passed through Italy many times. I've been to Venice, of course. I've been to...
Yeah, I was to the Venice, but that's a beautiful...
Lago di Garda, that's the northern part. I've taken a ferry boat many times because I drove from Stockholm to Greece. That's a long journey. And specifically, if you think about roads, that's southern Greece. But here for you, I feel this is very emotional for you, and you really want this to move forward and to get where you want to be. I feel very strongly you're going to get there. I see victory and I see that you're going to get it. But it's not coming along very fast. I do feel that, I'm sorry to say this, but I'm just wanting to be honest and saying, telling you what I see. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just taking a lot of time. And just like Greece, Italy has a lot of formalities. And I think that the world in general is affected by many things. Pandemic, all the weird things that have been going on, and the earth itself is having a cleaning process. And I think Sue can tell a little bit more about that if she wants. And by the end of the year, I feel everything will be cleared out. I feel it's going to happen before, but it's going to take at least a couple of months, in my sense, if I'm correct. But then things
maybe,
will speed up.
Maybe I'll be there for Christmas. You know, who knows?
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. So
I guess one word.
Yes, sorry,
go ahead. Something else, please. You see my daughter work at Guayabene over here.
Your daughter, if she's going to go there? I feel that you
My daughter over here is going to work at Guayabene. The name of Avene, the guy.
I couldn't hear. Sissy, can you please take that? Maybe you hear better than I have.
Hey, Maria.
Yes,
you just repeat one more time, just with a little bit of clarity, what you were saying?
Yeah, I said my daughter over here, they're going to work on the project Otigeta Guevene. The name is Evene.
You know, it's not clear at the moment. It's just not, because everything is so slow, right? We're on this very slow-moving train, all of us. We're all headed somewhere, right? But I can't see, the future because I'm not allowed to see it. So I'm not allowed to see it for your daughter. But I can tell you something, not only for her, but for you, is the balance. Ann and I have been talking this whole platform today, the whole show, about balance. And the odd part about what I'm stating is that our show has not been in balance today as far as the technical issues. So it is like everything has to come to its balance. And once it does, hang on, it's going to be a bumpy ride. Not bad, though. In a good way, it's going to get bumpy. And that's not just for you. That's for all of us. That means all of us. So it's going to be good. It is going to be good.
Just a minute. My daughter, come in just now. Can I talk to her, please?
Okay.
Please?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. I know you. I love you.
Love you, too.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hi.
You're welcome. Apparently, Mom wanted you to come on the phone. Do you have a particular question before we wrap some of this up?
Please, yes. Do you see me working with Evan, please? In a job capacity, not a, romantic, for work.
Right. Sissy, are you catching anything here for Evan?
For Evan, working together. What I'm hearing from the angels, hi, Anne here. Sorry for not introducing myself. So I do feel that you will. Not right now. It's going to, like Sue said, things are taking time, and specifically at this moment in time right now, because it's like we are closing up one circle here, coming into a new one where there will be a bumpy ride for the positive. So a good bumpy ride, but a lot of energy in movement. So everything that have been holding back is going to start to take off. So keep on planning. And maybe there are some people you need to ask for help that can provide you with some advice when it comes to this. But it feels like you will do it, but it's taking some time before it comes into manifestation here. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually have just one quick thing to add. Could I ask you your name, please?
Yes, Catherine.
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 Oh, Catherine the Great. There was a reason why I needed to ask, Catherine. I feel like this is really great. This feels really great when it happens, all of it. You know, I just follow through with what I hear, and I heard you ask your name, so it is great. Catherine the Great. I have to note that. Have you called into shows on your own as well, or have?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Catherine, please get a hold of Anne or myself, like I told the previous caller, if you go on to scrollsofthesoul.com and look at host. It's your call, but we invite you, all of you guys, to go over there if you're looking for something a little more extensive, okay?
Thank
I say that
so
because
much.
we're just about...
It's true. I have been feeling in a holding pattern, so yes, what you ladies are saying is fantastic and right on point.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Well, please get a hold of one of us, you know, if you're wanting to extend this a little more, because there's a lot we have to say. And I'm looking at the times, and I've got to manage more phone calls. So kiss your mom for us.
I definitely will. Ladies are so special. Thank you so much. Such angels. Aww.
Thank you. You want to make us
I'm
cry.
Sorry, thank you.
Oh, no. It's all love, right? All we have is each other.
Yep. Out of joy. Out of joy. Believe me when I say that. Thank you so much.
All my
have an
love.
Amazing
thank
day.
All our love. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you.
Blessing.
Okay, Sissy.
Yes.
Kind of looking at the time, where do you want to go here? You've got 7 minutes exactly.
7 minutes. I don't feel that we can squeeze in a phone call, right? How do you feel?
Okay.
Do you want to squeeze
one
in?
No, I don't want to do that either, just purely out of respect for everyone else.
Yes.
You know, our callers are always welcome to call back, but I don't want to do that and then cut ourselves short here. So? You know,
no.
We can move on.
Yes. Yeah, we just continue. So I think we need to wrap it up, right? And we are very sorry that we didn't get a chance to take all of your calls. So if you want to, it's a good thing to call in the beginning. I know it can be difficult to wait, but you get your spot in the queue because we have 90 minutes we do the show on, so... We're always fighting with time in the end. It's nothing new. And on today's show, we have talked about numerology, how numbers are a language, and that's intriguing and interesting. And if we didn't get a chance to take your call today, please call into our next show. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, August 26, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne, discussing how the universe can influence the planets. It's a little bit connected to just about everything. Numerology, astrology, planets, universe, divine. So, of course, we're going to take your calls for questions and free mini readings next week as well. We'll be on 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S. And you can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. There's a link over there where you can find, if you click on that, you can put in the area or the nearest city or wherever you are, so you can find out what time it is for you. And you can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. It's all on the same page. And if you want to get in touch with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings, so you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And you can also go to YouTube and find Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube, where you can find full past episodes and upcoming episodes. And subscribe and like our videos, of course. And I did post something at scrollsofthesoul.com/live today in the chat room. So it's some suggestions about how you can maintain your daily spiritual hygiene. And you can follow the link. And on our YouTube channel, we have more inspirational videos like cord cutting with Archangel Michael and many other things. So thank you all for listening in and calling in. And we'll be back next Thursday, August 26th. Discussing how the universe can influence the planets, plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. Yes, Cici, is there anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Yes, I always would like to say and continue saying thank you to everyone who calls in and entrust us with your questions. We are always honored that you do that. And we love and respect each and every one of you for that. So know that you're in our hearts always. And we basically ask that everyone who participates with us is blessed with immense,
yes.
Immense love. And,
yes.
And, of course, peace and joy. So with that,
yes.
I'm going to shout out to my mom. Angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
Yes, and I say love, life, peace, and joy to all of you. And see you next week. Bye.
Bye.